When attending an event such as a New Year's Eve party, a wedding, or even just a child's birthday party, you should bring your camera to record the festivities. Because let's face it, if you're like the rest of us shooters, you're kind of expected to show up with a camera. Besides, taking pictures of an event, whether it's yours or someone else's, is a great way to remember it for posterity. You want to capture the mood of the event and record the feeling in the best way possible. Some planning and attention to detail early can make for the most memorable shots later. Events are usually about milestones and celebrations, and each one has a different and special mood. It's this mood that you want to capture when taking pictures. If you're at a wedding, capture looks of adoration between the couple, the pride and happiness that their parents feel, even the slight trepidation the best man feels as he observes the end of an era. This means that you want the majority of the pictures you take to be those in which the subjects don't know they're being photographed. In other words, candids. Capture the bride and the groom exchanging a private look, the New Year's Eve party guest letting his hair down more than you've ever seen him do, or the graduate clasping the hand and smiling at the person giving her the diploma. The rule when making event pictures is to record the feeling, not just the people. Though this may seem like you're not giving enough importance to the people who will be in the shots, the opposite is actually true. What better way to help people remember the emotions they felt during an event than to show them feeling the emotions rather than just smiling for the camera? If you must take some shots that are posed, such as when a group wants their picture taken together, then try to get the people to be as animated as possible. Talk to them for a bit before taking the picture. Get them to laugh and interact, and definitely get them to relax. Do what you can to distract them from the fact that they are getting their photos taken, and you'll be able to get some group shots or individual shots that really stand out from the rest. When you put care and thoughtfulness into your event pictures, you and your subjects are rewarded with the timeless photographs that will be treasured for years to come. That's lesson 4. This is Frederick Van Johnson of Shut Up and Shoot.